three. Paw the one, two, three.
So loser!
Oh, yeah, we are. Oh, God, we are.
Oh, no, we are. Get up, because I'm a sports genius.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male, yada, yada, yada. I don't drink beer at clubs. I shotgun it. If you do the same, hashtag it, sore losers shotgun. Now let's check what's on the menu.
Well, the sports genius isn't here. He's got the day off today.
Good, you're going to blow out your voice if you keep talking.
You're right, I can't do that.
I've done it when I'll tell a story about him. I'll tell my chick, but yeah. I sometimes tell it in his voice. After a couple sentences, I just have to go out of character because it's killing my voice trying to act like him, but it does make the story funnier.
But I'm going to do what he always does, you know, and say like, you know, I don't know, man. This is a huge weekend for sports, but he's got more important things to do. But me and Ray, we're here for our listeners. We're here for the sore
losers. Is that what he always says?
Yes. Have you ever listened to these podcasts that he does by himself when we can't do it?
I, you know, Eddie and Ray, they're just busy doing, but I'm not too busy for you guys. I'm here for you.
He rips on us?
Yes.
I've listened to him before. I must have missed one of those.
Yeah, I think it was early on.
So the other guys aren't doing it. Complete slack asses. I hate those guys.
I am dedicated to you guys. I know you depend on us, so I'm here for you.
Don't tell him on Twitter I said this, but I'm the one that really cares about the show.
Okay. He's like, Coach, it's a podcast. We can all hear that.
And we all have another job. This is just a side project. You ever see people in the business world, their side project, they can't put all their attention into it.
They can't.
They work on the other thing, and then they throw some whatever leftover crap they got on the other side project.
There was a dude that I used to work with in news. He owned a flag company. Like, he out of his house, he would make flags, like American flags, other countries.
You make money doing that?
Coach, this dude had a legit side business, and one day he was like, man, he called in. He's like, I got a conference, a flag conference that I got to go. They're like, what are you talking about? Get to work. I don't care about your flag business.
We don't care about your side business. Coach, you're a video producer. Get to work and record some tape.
He eventually quit and did the flags.
Oh, really?
Yeah, full time.
Exact same story when I worked at the telecommunications thing. The guy had a side t-shirt business. Now everybody's got a t-shirt business.
Right,
but there was a time when it kind of was a good idea. Coach, he was always on the website. And I remember the supervisor would come over and be like, okay, we need you to sell cable. I don't give up about your random t-shirt business that you think that you're making these shirts on Zillow or whatever it's called. Zazzle.
Right.
He had some site that he got on. Okay, yeah, cool, dude. How about you sling some cable? Worry about your t-shirt business
when
you're at home.
Do your real job. Dude, I worked at a TV station, in between TV stations, and I went back to news. I had gone to like entertainment, whatever, TV, went back to news, but I had made so many contacts that I was back to a live truck operator where, dude, I would literally go to a scene, sit there for hours and just set the live truck up for a live shot for the newscast, right? Yeah. But I had met so many people from like other cities that needed jobs in Austin done. So they'd be like, hey, are you still working camera? Like, are you still a production guy? And I'm like, yeah. But I wasn't. I was working news. They're like, can you get a crew to cover this in Austin? Yeah, absolutely. So I'd call old friends of mine and be like, dude, can you guys go? I would charge these people a buttload of money, then I would pay my buddies to go shoot it, like half of it.
But so you were making money and not even doing anything.
I was booking it. Coach, so I had people, like my camera dudes, come to me during a live shot and be like, hey man, what, so here's the tape or whatever. Cool, dude, here's your $200. And all the reporters would be like, what are you doing? I'd be like, I got a little side hustle. Coach, that's you have to when you're not making crap.
Dude, you just gave me a genius idea. In school, they let you rent stuff out, cameras, but they also let you do, you want to do a side photography business, dude, if you took a class in college or in high school
people
where they rent you out a $5,000 camera, you can freaking use that for your business.
Go do a wedding.
Make money using some very expensive camera that you don't even own.
Coach, I used to do that. I used to do it all the time.
At school?
School and work. Like I had my camera gear that work would give me. But then somebody would be like, hey, do you shoot weddings? Damn right I do. Coach, I'd roll up in the news truck.
No, I don't shoot weddings, but I have a camera sitting right here.
Dang, yeah, dude. Hey, you got to do what you got to do to survive. Coach.
And the best thing about jobs is sometimes they just fall in your lap.
Exactly.
Or my buddy Billy will say something. Oh, yeah, I was able to make some money. Oh, well, I do that. I don't make money. Oh, we could make money doing this?
Dude, I talked to a friend of mine that, yes, opportunities just randomly show up. Don't say no to that crap. Figure it out.
Right, but usually, like, a solid side business just falls into your lap. Yes. I swear to God, it usually does.
Yes, it really does.
Oh, so I can just get free protein and all I have, you know, it's like, what?
Well, that was like this. People were doing podcasts and we're like, well, we can do a podcast. Like, all right, let's give it a shot. Coach, did you watch sports or what? Dude, let's talk. We got to talk football.
Dude.
What on earth?
I didn't even watch the Packers-Niners. I was so pissed at the Titans game. Yeah. We had a watch party. Crazy. We blew it out. If there's going to be a watch party to end it on, dude, we did it big.
How? What was the environment? Because we had the different experience.
Started, to tell you this.
Last week.
It was crazier for ours just because it was a weekend. Yeah. This was a... ours was a...
Saturday.
Ours was a night.
Yes.
This one, this watch party was a 2 p.m.er. Crowd was still waking up, dude. They just got done from brunch. They were a little lively, but it was slow going at first. But then it started pumping up. Dude, a couple times I had to spit on the mic and just get up there and be like, guys, do you want to go to the Super Bowl, you bunch of lazy asses?
Hey, Coach, tell them about the Kansas City thing. That's
the
funny.
Kansas City, I was just getting so we're in the lead. And now, you know, you got all your millennial chicks here in Nashville. Oh, that's cool. We could go to the Super Bowl. That's cool. I'm like, guys, we're leading this game, but we're not going to be leading it for long.
Right.
Kansas City's going to take the lead, Coach. And then they took the lead, and I just started getting pissed at Kansas City because it wasn't looking good. Yeah. Once they took the lead, we knew we were in trouble.
I mean, you're at a watch party where it's 100% Titans.
Oh, there was no Kansas City, right. And I'm just like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to get on this mic. They tell me to read some raffle tickets. Why not just get up there and do a one-minute Kansas City rip-on sesh, dude? So I just get up there. I'm like, yeah, Kansas City, I just talked to them, man. I heard they got hotter chicks there.
Oh.
And so all the girls are like, screw that, we're hotter. And then I'm like, and I heard they work harder. And, you know, all my construction guys are like, hell no, we work harder.
They still got hard hats on?
Yeah, yeah. And then I would go, oh, the bartenders, they can serve drinks so much faster in Kansas City.
Oh.
And all the bartenders are like, screw that. And I'm like, and the bouncers, they're actually buff. These guys are all fat as crap. And they're like, what the? And dude, people are getting so mad. And I was like, but you know what about Kansas City? I don't give an ass about Kansas City.
Hell
dude,
yeah.
And they all went nuts. They're all going crazy.
Erupted?
Yes.
And that's when the Titans just started losing bad?
It wasn't ever. You're right. We were down, what, a couple of touchdowns?
Yeah.
And then at the very end is when we kind of made the score look better than it was.
Yeah,
Coach, but as the momentum's building, that's when I got to get up here and do a speech. I got to liven this crowd up while we have it still in reach.
Right. Well, Coach, we're watching the game in my house, and, I mean, the Titans, props to the Titans, dude. They freaking played hard. The Chiefs stopped Henry, which was key.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, for sure, big time. But I mean, they didn't stop the Titans. They were driving the ball any way that they could. The pass was there. They would get, you know, first downs with Henry. They got whatever they needed. But then, Coach... as soon as they were up, I don't know, they were up by like a couple possessions or whatever, and then my wife's just like, oh my gosh, the Titans are going to go to the Super Bowl.
There we go.
Coach, what happened after that? 27-0 run.
Oh, was it really?
Coach, and then the Chiefs just went for it. I mean, it was take two. It was like part two, Rocky part two of last week, of Titans and Chiefs, not Texans and Chiefs.
Coach, what was a killer moment? Because it seemed we were in the lead. What happened? Was it? I mean, Coach,
I'm telling you.
The drinks were flowing
a little
bit.
My wife said, "Okay, the Titans are going to
what
the
Super Bowl."
What
was the turning point? That big bomb when he's throwing it to Tyree, or at the very end of the first half when Mahomes takes it from 30 out in, Coach. Yeah. That was kind of a deflator.
Yeah, Coach. All of that.
Oh, and then they got the ball to start the second half, I believe. And then it got out of control.
Then the Titans couldn't do anything.
Is that what it was? Henry wasn't getting big yardage.
No, dude, they stopped him really well.
Damn.
I mean, he had some first downs. He had some good runs there, but he didn't have that breakout runs that he normally does where it's like 50 yards, 40 yards, 60 yards.
How
like,
cool was it, though, at the start of the game? Dude, the bar was going crazy. People were like, yeah.
Freaking awesome,
they had all
dude.
The TV cameras there, too.
News was
my
there?
Chick, me, we're on basically every website in Nashville.
I saw pictures of that.
Yes.
Dang.
Dude, they had the camera right there in our face, and I go, hey, if you guys want us to pump it up, just let me know. Give me the high sign.
But real talk, did you think the Titans could win?
Yes.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I wanted them to win, but Coach, the Chiefs are so good. I'm calling Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
No.
Yeah.
No, because their defense is so bad.
But you watched the Packers-Niners?
I didn't.
None of
Coach,
it.
I was so pissed. And my chick came back to the radio station, fell asleep.
That was a good game. It was a good game because the first time you saw Aaron Rodgers not be able to do crap.
I mean, it was a blowout. Wasn't it 27-10 or?
Yeah, it ended up being a blowout. I mean, it was. It ended up being a Niners' favorite game. Dude, your boy Mustard, Taylor Dial.
All of a sudden, now he has four touchdowns.
What the hell, dude? This guy, he became a celebrity
Mustard?
From Sunday night.
Why did he not play one game? Then they bring him in, he gets four touchdowns.
That's what they do. That's what they've been doing
That's
all
a
year
killer
with Breida and Coleman.
You never know who's going to get the touchdowns.
And Mustard. Like,
Mustard all of a sudden plays now.
Mustard's been kicking ass. But
Mustard.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, call him Mustard, I call him Mustard.
Guys at the old tire shop, dude, you don't even say the names right. You're like, what are they saying?
Yeah, so look, you got Tannehill, right? Tannehill, he's got an arm. Like, he's got an arm, he's strong, he's a big guy.
Yeah, but you know who they don't got?
Yeah.
Brady.
Brady, yeah.
You mean?
Nah, well, that's the deal with Mustard.
Yeah, Mustard. Ketchup, Mustard, I put on your hot dog. Let him run the football.
Coach. Yeah, dude, hey, he's shine. And dude, I think he'll dominate in the Super Bowl.
So you really think Kansas City's gonna win the Super Bowl?
I do.
Coach, I don't know if I can handle brother. I was so pissed at
Kansas
City.
Were you thinking about him the whole time?
No, I was more mad. They got Patty Mahomes, and I mean, dude, he's just lighting us up. We didn't really have that.
He does,
I know, but we didn't really have that firepower.
I mean,
he had a little something that Tannehill just didn't.
Coach, I mean, the Titans, they played hard, man. They played smart, too. Vrabel, smart. Dude, props to him. I really didn't realize how good of a coach he can be.
He's good.
He's a good coach.
You like that fake punt?
I love the fake punt. Coach, the freaking dink running back, those trick plays that he does in the end zone,
yeah.
I didn't realize that's what he used to do.
Oh, really?
With the Patriots. Not the Patriots. Who did he play for?
Yeah.
Did he play for the Patriots?
Yes.
Coach, I didn't realize that was his little thing that he did.
So that's why he's bringing that over.
He had touchdowns.
Oh.
He scored touchdowns in his career because he was that lineman who caught the touchdown pass.
And then he brings that to the team.
Coach, what's ridiculous is that, like, I feel like he does that, Coach, just to, like, bring back the glory days.
Oh, so he gets a little feel, like, gets his juices going?
That's right. Who did that? When they score, they're just like, that's right. Who did that first, though? You're looking at me.
It was just tough, though, because once we got behind, you knew it was so hard for us to come back.
Titans can't come from behind.
They can't.
We realized that watching the game. We're just like, this is going to get out of control.
Dude, but it was the best high ever. I think it was 10-0.
Yeah, dude.
That was such a high, dude.
Yeah. First drive, they milked the clock. I mean, the first quarter was over before you knew it.
Right. Because Titans were playing Titans football.
Yes.
Oh, and we were starting to feel it in the bar, dude. People are starting to get lively. They'd already had a couple drinks. I mean, dude, trust me. At this watch party, they were flowing.
It was funny because I was just like, she's like, what happened? My wife comes in like, what happened in the fourth quarter? You want to know what happened?
The jinx.
You came in and said, we're going to the Super Bowl. That's what happened.
And I think probably the same time she said we're going to the Super Bowl, I think that's when my buddy Dodd showed me his bet. That he picked Moneyline Titans.
Oh, yeah.
And then they.
But how much did you bet? Because that was a good payday if he would have hit it.
I think he almost did Titans at halftime and Titans for the full game. Coach, so he was putting down 25 to win, I believe, 400 or something.
Dude, it
has to double hit.
The bet of that game was the over 52.
Barely.
No. What do you mean? What was
it?
It
was 57 or something. Coach, if the Titans didn't get that crap touchdown at the end, it would have never.
I don't think they scored in the third quarter. I think there was maybe one touchdown or maybe a field goal in the third quarter.
I believe what
that's kind of what scared because they were at, I think, 20. I don't know. They looked like they were on pace to get their 52, but then no one scored in the third quarter.
Okay.
Got puckered a little bit. Then we got the Chiefs touchdowns.
And the Titans, the thing is, dude, with the scoring and stuff like that, but like, so whatever it was at the very end, you know, our final score.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like, for whatever reason, dude, the start was amazing.
Yeah.
Couldn't have asked for better, but I don't know, dude. It's almost like I read some stuff about it, too, that they said our plays, like, we were kind of safe a little bit in the third quarter, where we should have taken chances.
Well, there was the you know, like, go for it, whatever, when there was the fake play.
Yeah. Well, that you had to fake that.
Well,
we're down three scores with 4 minutes
left.
What
I understand, if you're the Chiefs, though, you knew
that
was going to be fake. Right?
Everybody is.
Like, you know that it's a no-brainer. Go for it. Oh, they're not going for it?
They're punting?
Oh,
a fake punt?
And it's like, and it worked. And I'm just like, what? How did you let that go by?
I just can't believe they were able to stop Henry.
Yeah, dude, they were. That was key.
But the team that beats your team, you don't want them to win the Super Bowl.
Well,
and especially brothers can be annoying.
Coach, the deal, I've always liked the Chiefs, and Mahomes to me is like, Dude, when he turns it on, he turns it on. I don't see that from Garoppolo.
I want the Niners.
I don't see that from Garoppolo. Coach, I mean, the freaking mustard, he was unstoppable.
Well, then the Niners are going to win, dude.
Okay.
I wonder what that line is. It has to be
out already. But I thought the Niners' defense was fantastic, too. But then they had some little holes there where they could have really screwed things up. But, I mean, they didn't. They ended up winning the game. But, I mean, Sherman got outrun on a route.
Did you watch that whole game?
I did, on and off. It wasn't as exciting to me as the first game.
I want
to
know this NFL line, if it's out already. It is out. It's almost even, dude. Kansas City minus one.
Yeah.
Oh, 55.
You got to go Chiefs.
No,
you got to go Chiefs.
You don't got to do anything.
You got to go Chiefs, coach. Hey, let me tell you what happened to me on Saturday.
Hit me.
So I'm getting back. We have a show. We're doing Raging Idiot stuff. We're in Virginia Beach. And my wife loves UFC. Loves it.
She does?
Loves it, dude. She freaking loves it. I don't know. It's something. I didn't know that she had that in her because she's the sweetest girl ever. She's very kind. She goes to church. She reads the Bible. Like, I didn't think she would love UFC, but she, dude, since the time I took her, I don't know, a year ago, 2 years ago, she's loved UFC. So she called
me. She was at that one fight when I was telling him to squirrel his ass.
She loves it.
Squirrel his ass.
And she goes, hey, what time are you getting back tonight? I'm like, I should be back by like 10:30, 11. Should we get the fight?
Yes. I was like,
okay, now you're talking. So, coach, I pull up to the house. She's like, I just ordered the fight. I mean, we had to get ESPN Plus, which was $12 a month.
Okay.
And then pay $68 on top of that.
I was actually going to go through the same process.
Coach, I was like, what are we doing here? She's like, it's McGregor, though. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. So we turn it on. I plug my laptop into the TV, HDMI cable. Boom, it comes on. McGregor's doing his walk. He's walking up to
Wait, why'd the laptop have to get plugged in?
Because it's ESPN Plus. My TV doesn't have that.
Oh, you don't have a smart TV?
I do, but it doesn't have that app.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure ours is just all smart. It's up there already.
It wasn't up there, so
that's
I had to do
terrible.
The laptop.
I don't even know if I knew how to know how to do that.
So, coach, I plug it in. McGregor's walking up. I'm like, woo, right on time. The kids are all asleep. I get a little drinky drink. I'm like, let's watch this. Coach, fight starts. It's over. It's over in 30 seconds.
Cowboy got his ass squirreled.
Coach, I was like, what the F?
He squirreled his ass.
Coach, he didn't touch McGregor.
The highlights I saw.
Coach, you saw the fight. What highlights did you see?
I think ESPN isn't allowed to show you the knockout, but they can show you everything else.
There wasn't really a knockout.
Oh,
Coach,
well,
they stopped the fight.
Oh, they did?
They stopped the fight.
So then maybe that's why
I'll tell you exactly what happened in 30 seconds.
Okay.
All right? Fight. They go up to each other. McGregor goes for a huge haymaker, misses. They clinch.
Yeah.
Cowboy's head is right by McGregor's shoulder. McGregor gives him one shoulder hit.
Saw that.
Two shoulder hits.
And so then he's dazed.
Breaks his nose, coach.
Oh, with that?
Coach, third one, boom, pops him in the eye. I mean, Cowboy falls down. McGregor starts pounding on his ass. Fight's over.
Was it, $80 all of a sudden?
Oh, no, he didn't fall down. They separated. McGregor kicked him in the face. Then he fell down. Fight's over.
People going crazy?
Coach, I was like, what on? Dude, you know how you're in Vegas and you're like, all right, $100 on red, $100 on red, and then you roll and it's black? That's how I felt with the fight.
It's an immediate loss of $80.
I was like, I just spent $80 on
this. 40 seconds.
And now we have Hulu and ESPN Plus.
Widget TV. What is this?
And my wife's like, it's okay. You deserve it. I'm like, oh.
My chick wouldn't let me buy it. I threw it to her direction. I go, hey, McGregor, he hasn't fought in a while. Can we get it? How much is it? I don't know. Probably $80. Then she shuts it down because that ends up being about a month of cable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's a rip-off.
Coach, it's stupid. It's stupid. I'll never do it again.
And you can actually get it for free.
How? I meant to text
there's
you.
There's ways
and ask
to
you.
Just on your computer.
But do you get viruses and crap?
No. I mean, coach, they pulled it up from China or something. Okay. There's some weird ads going on, but you can watch it. I've done it before.
I mean, I did it legally and I got screwed.
Three of them ago, one of them I watched on Periscope, and then a little while ago, you do it on the laptop. You can just,
dude,
and when Reddit will help
when
you.
When we were in D.C., our Uber driver, he's like, are you going to watch the fight? And he was like, some dude from another country. We're like, yeah, who do you have? And we're all in the car, and I'm like, oh, McGregor, dude. He hasn't fought in 3 years. Come on, what are you talking about?
So the cab driver talks you out of the bet?
No, he's talking Cowboy. I'm like, nah, dude, McGregor. And how do you think it'll end?
Probably a knockout. Nah. So it'll be a submission. Cowboy beats McGregor. Probably go 5 rounds.
Oh, what is he, a better dude? He gave you all the
coach,
details.
Coach, he's driving the car, telling me all this stuff, and I'm like, what do you mean he hasn't fought in 3 years? He beat an old man's ass last year. He's just like, and he didn't laugh. He's like, that's not funny.
And let me show you the punch that Cowboy will give McGregor. Come here.
Coach, we were laughing because every joke I'd made, he wouldn't laugh.
He wasn't loving
it? No, he didn't laugh. But I wish I could call him right now and be like, what happened to that Cowboy bet, punk?
Dude, it sounds like he almost had some skin in the game. To go into that depth, somebody's throwing something
down. It was an Uber Black, so he was driving a Suburban. I'm like, you own the Suburban? He's like, yes, I do. I'm like, I'd bet the Suburban on McGregor, dude. Get 2 Suburbans.
You told him that?
I will not do that.
Coach, did you have a couple? You were going hard at this cab driver.
No, Coach, it was noon.
Coach, I don't even talk to my cab drivers, and you went over the entire fight.
Well, Coach, me and our buddies were talking about the fight. He's the one that chimed in.
Okay.
Who do you think's going to win? I'm like, well, first off, no one's talking to you.
Second of all, watch the road.
Anyway, Coach, that was my experience.
Dude, that's dope, though, that you did get to see it. I get it was 40 seconds, but that... It's just like a bet. The moments before when you're buying it, how
it's
great.
Exciting, dude.
Yes.
So exciting.
And the bet, usually it's the moments before when you're placing it than the actual bet
itself.
Well,
he was minus 300, so like I bet him, but
right,
I didn't
win
anything.
You needed to do it in a parlay.
Yes.
Yes. If you're going to make
it. What do you parlay on a UFC fight?
So
you do winner.
So mine ended already. So I had done. I did.
Oh, you're talking other sports.
Yes.
And then. Okay,
you got early on, you got college basketball, then you do a hockey, then you do the fight.
Hockey.
Then you do two NFL games on Sunday.
All right.
Yeah, dude, I had a massive parlay, and I'm at a remote doing a furniture remote. Parlay ends in the middle of the day, so I'm like, well, screw it. I'm not even going to try and watch the fight then.
And are you pissed at your remote?
Oh, dude, the Islanders got 1.5 goals. Get this, Coach.
You're watching Islander games?
Just on my phone. Oh, how's it going? Yeah, it's a great couch. You'll love it.
You big hockey fan?
Oh, yeah, today. If you guys are cool not talking furniture for a little bit, I'm going to check the Islander score. How are y'all doing? Good. Guys, here we go. Come on over here. We're going to show you all this couch. Watch out for my phone. I got it all propped up. Got the Islanders game on. Okay, who is this guy that we hired? But, Coach, Islanders are up 4-1. Start of the third period.
Okay.
4-1.
Yeah, they're going to win.
They get a goal and a half.
Oh, because that's as Vegas knows they suck.
Coach, they gave up 5 goals in the third period and lost 6-4.
They've probably done that before, Coach. They've probably done that before.
Coach, so the massive parlay ends, and it would have died on Sunday anyways.
Coach, quickly.
So I'm glad the Niners ended up killing the Packers, because that was that.
Quickly, when does Zion come back? Tomorrow?
I think.
Tomorrow?
Coach, he's dribbling the basketball as we speak, probably.
I'm so pumped.
Oh, it's must-see TV.
What if he gets those same shoes that he had at Duke where like, mess up? You got to make sure you got shoes that don't screw up.
The Zions, dude, these shoes actually—I had the sole almost fall off. I thought I was wearing some
those?
Zions.
What are those? Kyrie's?
No, these are Botas. But I was like, what is the same company Zion shoes?
You got Botas that fell apart.
Coach, I thought I was wearing one of Zion's pairs of shoes.
All right, let's get out of here. We're done or what?
Hey, but you know what, Zion, him back, must-see TV? It's must-bet TV, my
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely, dude. Of course. Who else is on that team? That's really good. Oh, ball.
That's right. Great ball. Call. Ball's dude, they there. Have a? They got to have a three-point
LaMelo.
Shooter.
Is it LaMelo?
No, it's Ball.
Yeah, what's his name?
Just calm Ball, dude.
We don't even
who's
know
the three?
Name.
They got a guy that shoots threes.
Yeah. Yeah, the three dude.
Yeah. So they got Zion,
the three
ball,
dude, and Ball,
and three dude.
Kill it. Bet on him. Money line. All right, Coach, just get out of here. Hey, the Sports Genius will be back tomorrow.
And
or
Pitts,
maybe not tomorrow. We'll take a day off.
Yeah, Pitts took 4 days off for the whole weekend. He works in our other show, and he took the whole damn weekend off to go to Kansas City. So I hope he had fun.
Coach, I love that you had to remind people that Bubs is a fictional place. Can you imagine Kansas City trying to go to Bubs after the game?
We made it up to do as an intro for Pitts when he comes on the show, and people now are going around the Arrowhead staff asking him where Bubs Barbecue is.
What would Bubs say after the game?
Yeah, it was a great game, Pitts. Thanks for coming by. I'm glad you had the Bubs Burger. And remember, if there's barbecue, it's at Bubs. Just remember, though, here's your little asterisk. We are a fictional restaurant. We're totally made up. We do nothing. Dude, people think that Bubs exists.
Can you imagine Uber getting on that amount of calls and be like, where is Bubs Barbecue? People are typing in Bubs Barbecue. It doesn't exist.
People going to other barbecue joints pissed is not Bubs. Not as good as Bubs. Where the hell is Bubs?
I mean, we must have a competitor named
Boss. You know how we won 4 years in a row best barbecue? People keep saying Bubs. What the hell's Bubs?
Yeah, Bub, barbecue, Bub.
They talk about on the Sore Losers, Bub. Where's Bubs?
They're all stressing out. I mean, like, oh my gosh. I bet you Bubs is better than us.
Hey, boss, had another good day. Ended up making some good money. They said it wasn't as good as Bubs.
What the hell is Bubs? All right, coach, get out of here.
Never heard of this, Bubs.
Hey, we're done, everybody. Thanks for listening. Goodbye, and we'll be back soon. I don't know, tomorrow, day after, who knows?